This is Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Debate is starting to heat up over whether Rhode Island should hold a constitutional convention. It's an opportunity to propose changes to the state constitution. In the last session, lawmakers approved a move to put the question to voters, but opponents say constitutional conventions are expensive and dangerous. To get the full story, we turn to Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
So, Scott, what exactly is a constitutional convention?
A constitutional convention is where voters in all 75 state House representative districts elect delegates to come to the state house and fashion ideas that then get put to voters at a later election on various topics, just about anything they want. Really, what it is to have changes in the Rhode Island Constitution, the bedrock governing document of the state.
And who are the delegates who get to propose these changes, and how do they get chosen?
Well, they're chosen by voters, again, in House districts. Each of the 75 House districts would get a delegate to the state constitutional convention.
Now, Scott, when was the last time Rhode Island had a constitutional convention?
It came in the mid-1980s. In 1986, we had a constitutional convention. It was a long and interesting session that produced things that people did not like. And that's the most interesting thing there was the biggest thing to come out of that convention was this anti-abortion amendment that was blatantly against the Roe v. Wade standard set by the United States Supreme Court. It defined life at conception, and it basically sought to shut down abortion rights in Rhode Island.
And this would have made that part of the state's constitution.
That's right.
But what happened to that?
Well, the voters slammed it down by a better than 2-1 margin when it went statewide.
And that's one of the arguments that opponents of a constitutional convention are bringing up now as they fight to stop this from happening. They're saying it's dangerous. Is that true, Scott?
Well, it depends. Where you sit is where you stand on these things. And basically, some of the groups, organized labor, the Rhode Island chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, the Democratic leadership, particularly Speaker Nick Mattiello from Cranston, very much against this because they think that this basically is an opportunity for a lot of mischief and not good government ideas come out of here. The other thing that people point to is since Citizens United and really the eradication of almost any kind of spending limits, that what's happened in recent years is that big business, corporations, political action committees have financed aggressively state ballot initiatives.
And Scott, from the other side, though, what's the argument for holding a constitutional convention?
Well, the argument for holding a constitutional convention is when you feel the legislature is not listening to you, when you feel the General Assembly just won't take up ideas that you think are good ones. And I'll give you a couple that some people in the business community and more on the Republican side would really like to put to voters. One, for instance, a line item veto for the governor in the state budget would give the governor enormous leverage over the legislature in deciding state spending priorities. Rhode Island has what's known as a weak governorship and a strong legislature system. So therefore, the legislature has more control over spending than it does in most other states. Another idea that the legislature has never been great about putting members, their members, under the jurisdiction of the State Ethics Commission. There was a Supreme Court case a few years back that really diluted all ethics provisions with lawmakers. And a lot of folks see that the only way we're going to get lawmakers to strictly impose those kinds of ethics provisions on themselves is to basically get around the General Assembly and go directly to the voters from a constitutional convention.
Are there other issues, Scott, that would be on the table if voters approve this idea of a constitutional convention?
Yes, I can see just about every group in the state, special interest group, depending on how you feel. I think the anti-abortion people are poised to make another run at restricting abortion. I would think that some people might want to repeal the gay marriage vote that came in. I would think that other folks might want to do things like end collective bargaining for public employees. We've seen that in other states. People might want to put a cap on taxes. There are many, many things that can be brought up in a constitutional convention. And, you know, basically this comes down to whether you think, whether you're for it or against it, is whether you think the assembly is responsive to voters. If you think they are responsive to voters, and there's some evidence they are, the pension changes of 2011, instituting gay marriage, the assembly does do some big things when they're pressured by the voters. On the other hand, if you don't feel the assembly is really listening to the voters of Rhode Island, they're not doing what your group thinks they should be doing, then obviously you would like a constitutional convention, because this would give you an attempt to bypass the General Assembly and go directly to voters with ballot questions.
And now, Scott, it is, as you said, up to voters to decide whether we have this constitutional convention or not. But right now at the State House, there is a constitutional convention committee that's been meeting and holding hearings. They're going to be having a hearing today, in fact. What are they doing there?
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to gather opinion from voters and mostly their interest group people on whether we should have this or not, what the rules should look like, how much it would cost. It probably would cost $3 to $4 million in state money. Now, this voters in back in 2004 decided narrowly, I believe it was about 52% to 48%, not to have a constitutional convention.
Well, Scott McKay, political analyst for Rhode Island Public Radio, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Elizabeth.